Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, and welcome to the Steel Wars Hyper Chat, a special Saturday. Oh wow, I've got something. Sorry, my video started playing then. Hey Emily, what a bad intro. You didn't hear that, but a Midas commercial just started because I had the stream up on another screen. It's a terrible thing. But hey everyone, welcome to Steel Wars. I am Steel Saunders. I do love Star Wars. I was so happy when we started the stream because the moment the screen came up, all I could see was Emily's thumb. She was trying to clean the screen. So I got Emily. And then I mess it up far worse, which is pretty par for the course. From the Canobite Dispatch, my great friend and maybe just an acquaintance to you, but it's Emily Lind.
Hey!
Emily, have you been swept up in a week of Disney magic?
Just so much magic.
A post happy Disney Plus day to you and your family.
Oh, thank you so much. Sorry, I didn't get my Disney Plus Day cards in the mail this year. I really tried, just ran out of time.
Your NFTs. So, we've got Corey, we've got Aubrey, we've got Brittany in the crowd right now. The panel is running long. Feige is out of his mind, just announcing stuff. That, right, oh. So, I haven't watched any of the trailers. Now, there's an indie trailer that they just showed. Apparently, Harrison Ford came out. According to Corey's Twitter feed, very emotional, talking about Indiana Jones, which is, touching to see. But is that trailer online yet? I believe it's not.
I have not seen that pop up anywhere.
All right.
That might have been one of the exclusive ones.
Well, when are they going to drop that then? Hey?
I mean, they don't seem to have a title for the movie yet, so I'm not surprised we don't have a trailer.
Let's go to YouTube. Star Wars. They post Indiana Jones on Star Wars? I'm not seeing... that's where they'd post it, wouldn't it?
Would they? Don't they just have, like, a thing? Like, a more general thing? Like, where do they post Willow?
I think they posted on here as well. All right, in the chat... Oh, okay, Cutting Room 4 says, they're not officially recently releasing it online. I'm just waiting for a fan to post it. A bootlegging fan! I haven't seen any of the trailers. Have you seen them all? We've got Mandalorian, Tales of the Jedi, which I may have seen at Celebration, I'm not sure. I'm pretty sure I saw the same one, and Andor, which I'm guessing is different than was on the 10-minute deal.
So, I'm pretty sure Mandalorian is the same one from Celebration that they never released online.
Ah, okay. Well, let's hit it. Huh? What do you reckon?
Okay, yeah, sounds good.
I'm sharing screen. What could go wrong? No, I'm about to.
Okay. No, but that was me, like, genuinely concerned for a moment. There we go.
I don't know if running it this big's going to, how do I make it? There's no real way to... All right, let's just find out. Let's go. Mandalorian, Season 3.
This is the one that you saved? You are Azit's father. A clan of two.
Hey, Emily, all I'm going to say, no spoilers, but just keep an eye in the background.
Okay.
I'm joking.
I think we probably would have had that dissected a million times by now, but...
But you have removed your helmet.
Damn straight.
Then you are a Mandalorian. No more.
I don't like the Mandalorians.
They're jerks.
Sick of it. Sweet suits, lame values. Like,
yeah, they all seem to kind of suck.
But like, this is the thing. You get to, they're too full of themselves. Like, they're like the worst type of fan. That's like, look at my cosplay. It's yeah. Spot on. I'm not taking it off. I'm better than everyone else. Everyone not in this cosplay, I'm better than. Like, it's... Yeah, I can read between the lines. David Filoni. I have definitely seen a look at that window before. I can tell you that much.
Has anyone You're paired cold. That picture with the picture of Pablo sadly
stroking
the window as it rings?
Very similar.
Our people.
That robe that Carl Weathers has got on, it's not slimming. That's all I'm going to say.
Where were you then?
Oh, sick.
Did you think your dad was the only Mandalorian?
Kid, hang on. You ready for an adventure?
Right there.
So is it the same one?
I'm pretty sure.
I mean, that, I don't think I saw anything new, but I can't quite remember.
Like, when they all dropped down, maybe it's in the trailer, but that was exciting.
Yeah.
And I didn't remember it. But it might be in, like, I'm not the sort of person to...
I mean, that's also a trailer I saw once 3 months ago, so...
It's just the investment, I think, and the amount of content you get to see. Because if it was like, if it was in the sequel trilogy era, and this was like a sequel trilogy trailer, I would know what I'd saw before. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's just, yeah. But yeah, I thought that, like, that was good, but it wasn't like, it was just good. It was just like, yeah, I want to see it about as much. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which is a lot. Yeah. Which is a lot.
I think it's hard on your third season to give me anything. Like, either I, at that point, I'm either, like, into your show or I'm not into your show, I think.
Hmm. I guess all that could, I don't know, I guess a surprise or something. But that's just so, we're meant to be better than that. But I like surprises. You know?
I do, too. Speaking of liking surprises... I'm not going to watch the Andor trailer.
Oh, no way!
Yeah, so you can play it, that's fine, I'll just, like, take my earbuds out.
Okay.
I know it's super weird, but I have a weird thing.
Alright, I'll we'll just watch Emily's nondescript face. Are you off now?
Let me, I'll, yeah, okay.
Oh, all right, she's gone. So, what do we all think about Emily, really? Let's talk about it. All right, let's go.
Spies. Saboteurs. Assassins. We've all done terrible things on behalf of the rebellion.
Fans.
Cassian Ander.
Ander!
Don't matter what you tell me or tell yourself.
Oh, that's sharp.
Fighting these bastards. Wouldn't you rather give it all at once to something real?
Ah, the lightning! Good lightning.
We've chosen a side. We're fighting against the dark.
Shuttle.
Organized rebel effort. Drill down and get a hunt started.
Rebel effort.
Realize what you said.
It's a good name for a podcast.
People will suffer.
Time has come to force their hand.
At what cost?
Everything.
Woo!
Every day we wait, they get stronger.
Let's take them by surprise.
For the greater good.
Call it what you will.
Let's call it war.
People are standing up. They're afraid. Right now, they're afraid.
Let's go!
Star Wars Andor. 3-episode premiere, streaming September 21st.
Wow, that voiceover is amazing. What a voice. Cancel. We're back, Emily.
I enjoyed watching you react to it. I just had half the screen covered.
Okay, we had a... I did open up the floor to any opinions about you, Emily, but no one bit in the chat, so... It was a real bummer.
I can scroll back through the chat, so it was probably wise of them.
All right. It was pretty good, right? No spoilers. No spoilers.
Don't even.
I need to find this Cassian Andor, even though in canon it doesn't make any sense that I would know of him already. We just want me in it, don't we? Yes, yes! Imagine if you were just watching my face, like you had the screen covered. And you just, you could just read my mouth of just like, Mando!
I figure if, everyone, I figure we won't, like, we wouldn't get him in a trailer anyway, but also if we did, I would immediately get tagged by about 20 different people on Twitter, so.
You're getting tagged. You're it, Tiggy. I tell you what, one thing that all kids fear, lava. You denote anything as lava, they don't want to step into it.
Well, who wants to step in lava?
Not I. Not I. Trust me. You're in lava. I've got safety shoes on. No, you don't. That's my life. What about the Jedi one? Are you going to watch that?
Yeah, that's. I got no problem watching that.
Have you watched it already?
I watched half of it, and then somebody tweeted me, and I got bossed, so I didn't go back to it. I'm very invested in that show, Steele. I don't know if you know.
Oh, Lucasfilm just sent me an email.
Ooh.
Oh, Willow. We can watch the Willow trailer, which is fine, but, you know, Warwick Davis or Harrison Ford, come on. No offense.
No.
Bang. Tales of the Jedi. I feel like I've seen this one. I've seen a one of this.
Everywhere there is life,
but you must face death. Honor it.
Oh my god, that tree?
Mm-hmm.
Where is it? That? I was just there. It looks like the Apple store at the Grove. They've got a forest in there, Emily. A forest! I said, where do I go to validate my parking? And they said, by the last tree. I swear that was the directions.
I would be hoping I could give directions to people every single shift if I decided to buy the last tree.
I always feel like, because whenever I go in there, there was like in one of the old EU books, the trees on Coruscant were spies for the Emperor somehow. Like he had some network connected to the trees, and so he could listen to all the people talk, like in the foyer of the government or whatever. I always feel like they're doing that, like they're getting data out of me in the trees. So
I figure if you have an iPhone, they probably don't need the trees.
The legacy of Timothy Zahn continues. All right.
Do not fear it. Jedi. Ahsoka is Jedi.
The best way I can protect you is to teach you how to protect yourself.
Master Dooku.
I want to bring peace and order to the galaxy.
Oh.
Master, stop!
Ooh.
It is the only way you will truly have victory.
My Padawan.
Aha! Little Liam!
Again.
Stand down.
I'm tired of fighting.
I've been warning them about the coming darkness. Let's hope all that training pays off.
Yaddo! Good logo. All right. That looks sick.
All right. I'm into all the Dooku stuff. I feel like, another Ahsoka thing? Like, there's nobody else they could have done this little thing about?
Buddy! Hey! Is your licensed Star Wars Lucasfilm coffee cup that never works and leaks on your face when you try to drink out of it because it's not that good a quality? Is it half full or is it half empty, Emily?
Wow, it sounds like you have some feelings about that cup.
I fucking hate the cup. I'll show you. I got some footage right there. This cup, man, it's it's literally zero buys because I didn't buy it. I got it in like a pack, so it was nice of like people to send it to me, like the licensee or whatever. But they just, the mouth thing, it just doesn't, like, is this not working? I cannot find this clip. Wait there. Oh, here we go. Here's me in the cup. There you go. There's me in the cup. But, yeah, half and half, Emily. You can't, like, come on. You got baby Ahsoka. You got, like, you got Ahsoka that's been in the bathtub for, like, 4 weeks. It's awesome.
But if you're doing half and half, is that the natural pairing? Dooku and Ahsoka?
The light side and the dark side, buddy.
I don't know. And I need to hear more of the...
All right, what's your pitch? What's your pitch? I just started thinking about that coffee cup and just like, you know, when you look down and you're just like, oh, why not lean forward? Anyway, continue. What's your pitch? So you're happy with Dooku? Who do you want?
I'm happy with that. I don't know. Maybe. I mean, it looks like Mace is in, but you could have done Mace. You could have done Qui-Gon.
He's in it.
Yeah, but you could have. I'm just saying like that. If you're doing like you could have done like 3 episodes about them instead of 3 episodes about Ahsoka.
Yeah, but you're like considering that who the story's about is who's going to be in the story. Have you learnt nothing about Star Wars?
And I need to hear a little bit more of Dooku speaking because I'm not sold on the voice.
Oh, really? I thought that was pretty good. I'm just messaging everyone. I don't know if that thing's finished yet or not. Has the panel finished, chat?
Yeah, I have been always over, so okay.
Hey, Emily, I've got to give you props. Are you, after this, are you filming a new wave music video?
What is happening?
Just your hair fluttering in the wind. Take these broken wings. Learn to fly so high.
Yeah, it's my special effects.
Okay.
There's going to be fireworks later. Just wait.
Practical? Are they practical effects?
Oh, yeah.
Or have you got a little windswept filter?
Yeah, the filter that makes my hair blow in the wind. No, I have a fan because it's hot.
Okay. How would I know if the panel's finished? I don't know. I thought you might be following Twitter. You obviously got a lot of free time. You're watching this. Come on, Rick. Pull up your socks, buddy. Your Star Wars socks. Text message Brittany. Also of note is my phone won't charge, so I can't text anyone.
That's fine.
So I'm already worked up about that. That's why I went to the Apple store, where the trees started thinking for me.
Okay, text sent.
Okay, great. Let's see what happened on Corey's Twitter feed. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh, Emily. Wait there. Mm-hmm. How do I... Maybe I'll just share the entire screen. I don't think...
Brittany says no.
It's still going.
Okay, she said it ended just now.
Oh, okay. What is happening here, Brittany? I mean, Emily, this is on... Can you see this?
Oh, yeah, the guy with the Disney Plus logo shaved into the back of his head.
Come on, bro. Have some self-respect. I guess. I don't know.
I mean...
The brilliance of doing this is that, like... You can do something that will be ridiculed online, but no one will ever know it's you.
Oh, yeah.
So that's good. All right, let's see what else Brittany had. Ash Nighttable says... Ahsoka and Dooku are a natural pair for this. Both left the Order, but their lives after the Order are dramatically different, Emily.
Okay, but what about... Okay, I don't know. I'll have to wait and see. But part of my problem also is we've already seen so much of Ahsoka's stuff. Like, we know that part. Like, what part of her life don't we know?
Well, we don't know about the other challenges, the problems she's faced. Don't you think that's interesting? I know someone that does know it's interesting.
Do you think you've got problems? Take a look.
See? Rick's in. Are you in?
Yeah, because he and I agree on so much.
Oh, how dare you.
No, I wish it had been somebody we saw a little, we don't know as much about.
I get you, but just say, right, it was your job, Disney Plus Animation, Star Wars promotion for Emily. Mm-hmm. You've got a $20 million budget and you've got to get this amount of views. Like, you go the popular character.
I just wish, I feel like on something like that, that's where you should be taking more risks, is on your little Tales of the Jedi 6-episode cartoon.
I reckon you follow the money. And you got your Duke.
And then maybe you make a different character way more popular.
Yeah, you're not getting any other characters more popular than Ahsoka. It's I understand, but I just think you're half empty when you should be half full with a little bit down the front of your top.
No, it's exactly half full because I like half of the show.
Exactly. What an apt metaphor. Giancarlo there. These are all Brittany's. Oh, there's Andor merch that Catherine Neen's interested in. That's very interesting. Always brave doing a red t-shirt, I feel. Why have I...
You are just on your Twitter feed, I think.
Oh, this is just a Twitter feed. I thought this was... Hey, so they didn't announce Ezra, did they? And I missed it?
No, they didn't.
Goofs.
They are so bad at some things.
If you're just listening to the podcast, I feel like we should make this the image for the episode art. Naboo and Brittany with some 3D glasses on, drenched in blue. Look at Brittany frothing at the mouth at the possibility of seeing a Na'vi. I think the Na'vi must have been the headliner. I know James Cameron was in New Zealand via some sort of Skype thing.
Such an Instagram influencer picture. I can't get over it.
Brittany would be a good influencer if she didn't sort of look down on everyone and just couldn't bring herself to do it. Like, she's got the
energy,
the spunk, but she's got too much self-respect at the same time. So it's
She should definitely sell out.
It is a complicated... all right, we're not hearing anything from these people. But our live report... Let's just keep reviewing Brittany's feed here. She says it was an interesting panel. Wait. We're literally going to watch scenes with 3D glasses. Why didn't... They've got this thing up here, if you just... we're just going through Brittany's or the Canto Bite Dispatch Twitter feed here. FaceTime call from James. James Cameron. Don't you think it would have been cool if they made him, like, a Na'vi while he was talking to the audience? Like, they did the...
Oh, they put, a filter over him?
Yeah! Don't just talk about it, Cameron. Be about it. Na'vi up. Where are you on the Avatar? What's your feelings about Avatar 2?
I just don't care.
Are you going to go, though, to see it at the cinema? This is the thing. You can't... You always... Cameron never fails.
I think he does a lot, but...
No, but I mean in the...
Oh, yeah.
Cash money, yo.
And this is kind of why I want to wait and see what happens when it comes out, is that first one was so big because it was, that 3D was better than any 3D we've seen before, and that was such a big hook. And so I don't quite know what else they could do. And if it's just, hey, it's 3D, that's not enough to get me to care about the blue people, who I immediately forgot the plot of the movie.
Yeah, you can't. He's going to raise the bar, I swear.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, so you can't doubt. Like yeah, they said to him, hey, mate, we know the boat sinks. Who cares? But then we didn't know. We found out about the lying old lady that stole the jewel. We didn't know about that story. So who knows what's happening under the water there with the Na'vi? That's all I'm going to say. Cameron. I don't like him or anything. He never fails, it seems like. Has he ever had a film that didn't work? I just mean for money. I don't mean for artistic merit.
I feel like there's something I'm forgetting about, but maybe not.
I'm going to go see it in that 4D, water spurting. I'm immersing myself in the Na'vi. I'm blueing up. I'm going in blue.
You're going to take the thing that they hook into the other thing and
jam it just face. I'm just going to go into like the you know, the discount shop, whatever it's called, 99 cent, get some blue paint that's going to give me some long-term disease and just bleh, down the front.
It's going to be Arrested Development. You're just going to be leaving blue handprints everywhere.
Yeah. Ah, yes. I blew myself. Fantastic. What is Brittany saying now? Our live report's getting nothing.
I don't think there's anything else to live report.
I just want a vibe. I just wanted to come on and tell me funny things about Na'vi. I'm excited for Captain America New World Order just because it's a sweet wrestling reference.
Okay.
It's too sweet, baby. You want to do a too sweet with me?
No.
Okay, sorry. Hulk Hogan?
You thought I would do that.
Hulk Hogan? Scott Hall? Kevin Nash, the Outsiders, the NWO, against Captain America. Imagine Hulk Hogan fighting Captain America. Oh, I just remembered who the new Captain America is. He would throw that shield extra hard, brother. Wow. God, Hulk Hogan's a disappointment.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's like, I still love this because it's so good. Everything else.
But man, they can't all be John Cena and just seem to be like nice guys.
He is a pretty nice guy from what I've, I have an extensive behind the scenes wrestling knowledge, and he does seem nice enough, you know? Anything from these people? The worst. All right.
No.
You all suck.
We can watch the Willow trailer.
Oh, yeah. Okay, let's do that. All right, that's fun. Yeah, that's a bit of half fallen from Emily. Well done. Proud of you. I don't like it when you do it about things that annoy me, though. That's pretty annoying.
What things that annoy you do I do that about?
Oh, no, just because I was annoyed. And you go, oh, but we can watch it, you know, like, you can be positive about stuff when it's about, like, it's my...
Okay.
It's my shallow pain. All right, Willow. Oh, how's, do you know who's in it? The special person?
Maybe.
All right. We'll talk about it afterwards.
Okay.
Wait there. I don't want to, like, if you don't know who it is, I don't want to, I've learned.
Do you mean short round?
Oh, dude, spoilers. I didn't know that. Why am I got this? Wait there. Oh. Oh, man. Share screen. Sorry, everyone. Chrome tab. Willow. Share audio. Bang. Get it up. Come on.
You
You think you know what is real and what isn't. What is light? What is dark? Now, forget all you know. Come with me. Willow.
Ooh! You're
looking for the sorcerer, Willow? I was told that once long ago you defeated the forces of evil.
You remind me of your mother.
My dear friend, I thought I could prevent all this.
That's a horrible pickup line, by the way.
Oh, and by the way, I was confusing all my news. Short Round is in Loki Season 2.
Spoilers!
I was wrong. My brother was abducted. The world needs you again. It needs your magic.
Follow me. We must go. Beyond the edge of our world. Into.
Hey, you know what I like about this? Just for something different? Old hero gets the call to adventure and just says, all right, let's go.
No, no mucking about, no whining.
Yeah, good for him. I like that. Like you know, like it's, you can do both, but it seems like the 10-year trope is like every return, nah, not right now. Maybe later. You're going to have to do something to win me over. But Willow, yep, bang. Love it.
To the unknown.
Willow!
I need your help.
Just like old days. Running. Horses. Mayhem. Happy to see Eddie.
Our true enemy is still out there. Rallying the forces of evil. And the only thing standing in its path is us.
I'm going to enjoy this.
If you think you're thinking some way.
I doubt that very much. Take him to my tent and make sure he's tied up.
I don't know. See, that kind of sounds like we're on the same page.
It's a bit lewd.
When I was a kid, I used to play at being a sorcerer. Visiting strange worlds, fighting monsters.
Run!
Never thought I'd actually really do it.
What the hell is that?
Trolls. I'm so miffed.
We have to hurry.
How will you defeat us?
Same as last time. With my friends.
Hey! Emily?
I mean, I have no particular like nostalgia for Willow. I know I saw it as a kid a couple of times, but it's not like the Labyrinth or something is for me. But I think the show looks fun.
Yeah, I just think Harry.
Yeah.
I'm just like, oh, he'll be four in a bit, and he might really he's getting into his little heroes and stuff. So that would be, yeah, I hope he likes it. We can warm up with the other one, which is very exciting. And Kevin, yes, that is Aaron Kellyman in Willowverse. I don't know what planet they live on or anything like that.
It is. I wish Val Kilmer was in better health. Because I really would have liked to see him be able to do something in the show.
Some boffin needs to edit Willow into that Top Gun scene, Maverick. You know where Maverick goes to visit Mal Margarine or whatever his name is, Val Kilmer. If someone can like fuse Willow that he's going to see Val, that'd be pretty sweet. Hey, have you been listening? We're just off topic now, and it's all Corey's fault. But have you been listening to Tofop lately?
I am fairly behind, but is this the Charlie hating
Matt thing? So Tofop's our friend Will and Charlie's podcast in Australia, and they went to see Top Gun. Charlie got back, and like I thought it was fun. I was like, oh, that's sick. I like the movie. Like, I didn't like, I was like, I just had fun for 2 hours. Mm. And some of it was just like, oh, this is so 80s. This is so funny. But yeah, so he went and saw it, and he was very disturbed about all the people living in the past, how Maverick is just this, he's just been in the same job for 30 years, and what's his goose or rooster is like, just cosplays as his dad and just tries to live out all the things that, like how he's playing the piano. And it definitely changed my view. But I kind of feel like it's symptomatic of Western culture. Like, I feel like we've all got a bit of rooster in our head that's just dressing up as the past. I feel like that's what the film's about. Remember the past?
I mean, that's so many movies now. But it is very funny to me that this is the one that has set Charlie off so badly.
But I feel like harmless. I feel like it's different with Top Gun in that, like with the franchise, like with the you know, like Star Wars and stuff, it's like, remember your childhood. But this one seems to be like, remember the attitude of the 80s, you know, like...
Yeah, that's true.
Do you know what I mean? You could, like, just kiss a woman in a bar and it was just, yeah, like, it was like, yeah, take charge, road motorbikes, yell while you drive past a plane. I feel like it's like, it's not just the characters from the past, it's like a mindset.
Yeah.
Ah!
Days of, Hello!
Brittany, I'm glad you're here. I'm furious at Corey. He's no-showed. This is we've watched all the trailers, and now we're talking about Top Gun Maverick. This is how like high and dry we've been left. But Brittany, you were there live. D23, the floor is yours.
Oh my goodness! Well, first off, these conventions are usually magical and wonderful and delicious, and this one, I can't curse on this, so I'm going to say this panel was garbage.
Really?
I'm majorly checked right now.
Bad. It was so bad. Like, even the one yesterday, like, we got some cool news and everything, but this was embarrassing for all three. Lucasfilm, for Marvel, and for 20th Century Studios, or whatever they're calling themselves now. This was embarrassing for them.
Brittany's like 20th Century Studios for the films they make. I just want to show you, this is like the highlight of my D23 so far, from what I've been able to glimmer online. If I can get back to this, where am I? Just give me a sec. You can keep talking. Sorry, Brittany. Anyone.
I'm so bummed Mendo wasn't there. I was really hoping that for Secret Invasion they'd bring out the cast. I mean, it was cool that we got like snippets of Mendo, but like I wanted to see like real live Mendo, like how I got to see and smell Harrison Ford.
How strongly does Harrison Ford smell that you were able
I think that counts. But poor guy was just so emotional about Indy. I mean, I'm emotional about Indy too. I love Indy, but not as much as Harrison, which that's beautiful to see.
What was the trailer like?
It was a lot of action, a lot of Phoebe Waller-Bridge. It was a lot of, we saw some flashback scenes. So I think they're going to de-age Harrison.
So did you see him de-aged?
Yeah, like 3 times.
How'd he look?
Good.
Really? Because that's normally something that you guys like to rail against. Is Emily vomiting in her mouth at the moment?
I almost want to say it looked good just to hear, like, Emily's, like... But no, it looked decent. I mean, like, it was kind of darker, like, the setting, but he looked good. I feel like this movie is going to be about, like, them going back into time. We're going to do some time traveling in Indy 5.
But why do they need to de-age him, then, if he's going back in time?
Because, you know, like...
That's not how time travel works in my book. Whenever I've time traveled, I've looked the same.
I don't know.
You looked way different. You were like 14, and I was telling these boys what to. I was like, I need this diary spiced up. Can you do this. Just ignore her for the next 3 weeks. He's 20
Wait,
bucks.
So are we gonna get old Indy talking to young Indy? Because I will not.
Maybe we see snippets of some of the old bad guys too.
Really?
We saw Sala. The Sala's back.
Who is Sala? The guy that's at the start of the Indiana Jones ride.
Yeah.
Oh wow, he's cool.
I know. Super cool seeing him, but he was not de-aged, but maybe we'll get de-aged him too, but I don't know. I feel like we're going back in time, but he was so excited about this. He was saying how good it was, because that's when he started choking up, but then he pointed to Phoebe Waller-Bridge. He said she's the reason why it's so good.
Are you saying he by Harrison Ford or Sala?
Harrison Ford.
Sala, okay.
Harrison Ford was there.
No, Sala. No wonder you're so bummed.
Yeah, you don't want to bring that guy out at conventions. He has some interesting opinions.
Well, he's too busy. He works in the booth all day going, welcome. Oh, my adventurers. Welcome. We're going to go on a marvelous ride here. Now, I don't know if you saw this. I didn't get to see all the things, but this was the most amazing, like, visual of the stuff that I got to see out of D23.
Yep.
So this is the photo we're talking about before with Carlos and Brittany. I'm 3D'd up. Did you get to keep the glasses, by the way?
Well, funny story about that. So we had to trade our glasses in for a poster.
Oh, those bastards saw you coming.
Yeah, so we got here. Let me show you this stunning poster of Avatar that we got.
I would have kept the glasses
from Emily. Don't doubt me.
Wow. Okay. How dare you remove Disney property just as I sanitize my hands here. It's just very gotta keep clean. What about all the Marvel stuff? Anything jump out?
No, everything was really lackluster. They showed some shows, like Echo looked fantastic. The Thunderbolts was cool. They brought out the cast for that. They announced the director for Fantastic Four, and the funny thing was that everyone's expecting a Fantastic Four cast announcement, and they were just like, oh, we don't have anything yet, thanks, bye. And that's when I knew, like, oh, this is embarrassing, because usually these conventions are where, like, Marvel puts their whole deck card table and says, we have it, because the last two times that we were there, there was a bunch of Marvel news, and it was embarrassingly bad.
Yeah, because when we went with you, the big thing was they showed was it Infinity War they showed a clip? I remember Thanos, like, threw a planet. There was something there. Thanos was off his tree. But, and then everyone, because that was when they did the weird Solo one, and it was just, like, the Star Wars thing was super flat, and then everyone was like, Marvel! And I was like, what can I go, fuck. Like, I'm there for Star Wars. But I don't know, D23, it's just so different to, like, Comic-Con and Celebration that it's so much, it's all crisp and corporate. There's no, like, fan things going on. Like, it's just, yeah, I don't know. It's sort of the worst-case scenario of what Celebration could be. But it's not, so. Yeah.
They're really trying to be, like, the next Comic-Con or Celebration, but I really think that this time it fell flat. I feel like the last two conventions, like, were really showing that they were trying, but I don't know if it was due to, you know, being away for so long due to COVID or due to, you know, new CEO roles. I don't know what's going on, but even, like, the feel of the panel or the feel of the print, like, it just feels off.
Yeah, got you. What about did you see Corey at all afterwards?
No, I didn't. I don't know where he is.
What did Carlos think about the whole thing? He's He sometimes likes things more than you.
He does. Unfortunately, though, this panel was in the middle of his college football game, so he wasn't too very happy about that. And he wasn't very happy about James Cameron making us return the glasses for a post. So that was in Mark.
Okay. All right. The Aubrey's... just call now. Wait there. Sorry.
That's okay. But overall, it was fine. Yes, the cool thing though with today was that they showed us like the live production of "I Can Do This All Day," which was like a little musical snippet that they did for Hawkeye, and it was like a first musical. And they brought out like all the singers and dancers. And
they're gonna have a musical on Disney Plus.
No, there. I wish they were, but no. It was just a scene from Hawkeye where Hawkeye takes it to Broadway, and it's like a Steve Rogers musical.
Yeah, so they acted out that scene.
Yeah, they did.
Ah, that's pretty sick.
It was fantastic. It was probably the highlight of the panel. So that shows.
What about Jude Law? Did you get to see Jude Law?
I did see not de-aged child Jude Law, and that was fun because I saw him yesterday too. So I'm like, oh, it's my friend Jude Law that I saw.
Okay, have they announced any of the kids yet, or
no kids? They did show a photo though of the kids in the background, so that was cool. They didn't really announce anything else. Just they had the director up there, and they're just talking about the show, and Jude Law was just being Jude Law, and that was it. It was very quick, was very fast.
He said there was a quote in one of the interviews he just did that when he mentioned just being around certain characters that I can't talk about blew his mind. And I'm like, what characters? Because it's after Return of the Jedi, yeah.
Mm. Yeah, it is.
Rebo. Rebo.
Attention. But.
Okay. All right. Well, I have got to go be a daddy in about 10 minutes is my scheduled changeover time from all that. So, Corey, I don't know, buddy. Good thing we had Brittany, though. And, God, you made my decision to stay home and get work done. I'm so happy. Like Corey might say it was awesome, but I'm just gonna cling to you. I think he'll be really annoyed because they bad batched, they batched it to what is it, January 4th or something like that.
Yeah, because I believe what was it supposed to be like September before or something.
Yeah,
I have no idea, but he was probably really excited for the Avatar stuff. They showed us a lot of Avatar scenes, which they showed us too much because it was getting to the point where I'm thinking, I feel like I'm watching the whole movie. Like, James, calm down. And he showed up, like, on FaceTime, too. Like, they were...
Oh, was the 3D sweet, though?
Yeah, it was fine.
All right.
It was fine.
Navi. Is it the same Navi? Is it that Australian guy? He's Australian, I think.
Yeah.
Is it that same dude that can't... He's, like... Yeah. Yeah, is he Navi-ing up?
Oh, yeah, him and Zoe Saldana, and so Courtney Weaver's back.
Oh, that's exciting. Oh, wait, Corey is here now. Wait there, we can get him. I can't click on him. Click. Oh, there we go.
Hi!
Hey, it's Aubrey, Corey, and Dom!
Hi.
Are you guys, like, coordinated Disney-fied up? That is...
Yes, we are! Look, I'm Ahsoka!
Wow.
Yeah.
And I'm here.
Yeah. You guys are like a chocolate milkshake with too much topping or something. It's just like... Corey wearing the matching hat is so funny.
I made it pull a Jen Marie with me.
Okay. I love it. Now, Brittany has, she hasn't had many good things to say. She was unimpressed with Na'vi and the whole scene. What did you guys think?
Let me put on my glasses.
Oh, well, you kept your glasses. They Sorry. Made me give mine back.
I wanted mine. I wanted my gift from Jim. Jim Cameron.
From Jim.
You know, Jim.
Jimbo.
Yeah, our friend Jim.
But,
well, you were enthralled by the Avatar.
Oh, I'm a big Avatar fan. Yeah, I'm really into all the lore and the language and stuff, so I was very excited. I feel like it blew Lucasfilm out of the water.
Well, most
Lucasfilm is lame. You know what? I was telling them on our way back. I was like, you know that meme with Gordon Ramsay where he's like berating someone, and then it's him with on like MasterChef Junior telling the little crying girl that she's precious? One of them is me at Lucasfilm, and one of them is me at Fox right now. And all I will say in regards to that is the gorgeous, gorgeous girl is 20th Century Fox.
Wow.
Wow.
I couldn't keep up what was happening in the Avatar clips. I wasn't exactly sure what was happening. I got the general gist of it.
They moved from being in the Omada Kaya clan, and they had to go to the sea.
Yeah.
With the Metakaina clan.
I like that Aubrey said that Avatar blew Lucasfilm out of the water. That was a great, great little pun there. Corey, what did you make of the Star Wars stuff? Are you a happy fan? Are you upset about January? What's going on?
It's as I expected. You know, when we did the stream the other day, I said, you know what? I expect nothing. And sure enough. Yeah, I mean, the Bad Batch being pushed to 2023, just it's weird. Like, it's supposed to come out in the spring. It was supposed to come out in the fall. Now it's coming out in January. Like, is it coming out? I don't know. They tell me January, but is it actually? That's my question. And then we get into Tales of the Jedi. So here's my thing. I don't believe any dates. They say Tales of the Jedi is coming out in October. I don't believe it.
Had you not been at that panel and seen that the footage at Celebration, would you have been hyped for today that you got that footage and that trailer and the Mando Season 3 trailer was released?
No, because it did nothing for me. But so and then the Mandalorian Season 3, I noticed they took off the February month in their trailer. It's no longer there. It now says next year, coming soon. Who knows? That was interesting.
I got a press release from Lucasfilm that they've delayed your birthday this year by 6 months.
I wouldn't doubt it at all. I was hoping for something like some footage from Ahsoka, but I, you know, whatever. And,
it was a stark contrast between Lucasfilm and Marvel.
Oh my gosh, it was night and day. It was like, first off, Lucasfilm has always this really weird, serious vibe to it. That's just so, it's like when you compare it to Marvel and like even Fox, it was, you know, but Indiana Jones stole the show, I will say. That was amazing. I love
Yoda that. Saying that because Feige comes out in a ball cap. And Kathleen Kennedy doesn't.
He brings us musicals on stage.
On stage, and
he's excited, and he brings out Charlie Cox.
Yes, Charlie Cox.
That said, Kathleen has brought out John Williams twice. So
that's true. No, you know what?
That's fair.
Celebration's always where it's at, but you know, it's what I expected. There's nothing much more on the Star Wars side. I don't think there'll ever be a Star Wars movie again, though. But that was interesting for sure. And then Marvel was fun.
Hey, I've done an artist's depiction of Aubrey watching the Avatar movie for the first time. Do you want to see it?
I do.
When the lights begin to dim and we go somewhere we've never been before.
Oh, sorry, it's Jurassic World. Sorry, wrong film.
But yes, that's accurate.
Well, on that note, I have some hungry boys to feed, so I'm out.
Hungry eyes. I'm actually going to go as well. So I apologize that, it's just time. I coordinated it. They went too long, Feige.
No, it's Bob's fault. We're playing this on Bob.
Yeah, he got
I did that.
Booed yesterday, and it was pretty funny. It
happened again today.
People
briefly.
Were ready to boo him again today.
He got booed.
His name when the they mentioned his name, there was some booing at the back where we were at.
Good thing he didn't show up. Jeez, there's gonna be a riot.
Yeah. Bye.
And it's like it's No. They just like the character we own, Mr. Burns. Boo Burns. We own that character. Like, that's great. All right, I got to bail. Sorry, but this is the time. You know, I got a little. There's a human. And he, I don't know. It's a whole thing, you guys. You have no idea. Lovely seeing you, Dom. By the way,
good to see you, Steele.
And thanks for we were following your little Twitter feeds. Good photos, good stuff.
Thank you.
What you don't see is Dom having a panic attack as he's trying to tweet all that out.
I mellowed out this time, but at Comic-Con, I did it at one point stop to take my pulse.
He did. He just went like
during the live panel, tweeting it was, session. It was bad. Yeah, it was like quick fire.
Dude, no one. You don't need to get. It's not that important who's riding the bloody. Edward Shaver's voicing the Galaxy Explorer audiobook. Like, it ties in to the Holocron or whatever. It's just like.
It's vital.
Relax. Just get up in your tweets for next Comic-Con. Hasbro disappointed, and just have it ready.
I will say that my brain is permanently like, the minute I see Ben Mendelsohn, anytime I'm like, Emily must be freaking out right now. Like, and when I saw him in the Secret Invasion trailer, first thing I thought of, and then when Jude Law came out, first thing I thought of, both times.
Is he his human face or green face?
No, it's
human face.
Ooh, I'm going to have to watch that. I'm always up for a bit of human face.
Love it. Like he has like an 80s like puffy haircut, right? Right?
Well, Emily would know. She's the expert on them.
I think that's just his hair.
Yeah, it's Terry Rolls.
Well, no, it was like, it was a little bit like very voluminous as opposed to everywhere else where he has like a very neat haircut.
I mean, that's I was watching on my phone, so it's not the best way to analyze Mendo's hair.
but
that
just
is done in IMAX.
Before we go, just one. Just question. I think I know the answer. Like, did they mention the possibility or an existence of a Star Wars like motion picture?
No.
They didn't even say we've got stuff.
No.
Just airball.
Brewing. No. Nothing's cooking. Nothing's.
Search your feelings. Yeah. You know it to be true.
They were talking about how like Kathy was talking about how John and Dave have really like revolutionized Star Wars and how they're the main like anchors of it right now. And,
it's like a Lucasfilm Plus.
And yeah, and then they came out and then that was that, and it was weird. It was very strange. Yeah. I don't know.
Oh man,
that something was off. I will say for sure.
Here's a video of Lucasfilm walking onto the stage at D23.
Take over.
Yeah, that's fair.
They're talking to Feige. Take over. Take over. No, yeah. Jim. Jimmy.
Jim's the best. He brings us presents.
And Samir is very level-headed. Don't worry, guys. There'll be another convention to announce films. And you know what? We'll complain about those conventions too, buddy.
Yes.
What we do best.
No. Just make a film. Just make one.
Rogue Squadron. On the slate for 2023.
I'm super excited to see what you and your team created.
Please! Let me express my excitement. All right, guys, I'm going to go. Harry's telling me that this episode's gone on.
Long enough.
So, thanks, everyone. May that force be with you. Listen, Corey, if you're late for one more podcast, mate, I will shove that matching hat down your throat.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.